Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Did yesterday give you hope? How much excitement? Or now are you sitting here waiting for the entire year to play out so you can get Sean Payton as the Cowboys' new coach? Yesterday, the news broke that he was stepping away from the New Orleans Saints, and you had Mike McCarthy in the news because of it, and Sean Payton was telling a story from back in the day. He thought he had the Packers' job, and here's his story of how it eventually went to McCarthy.
I had just interviewed in Green Bay with the late Ted Thompson. Man, I thought I had a great interview. And when I landed here, it was right after Katrina. And I just thought, when I met Mickey, I thought, man, I like this guy. He's got a heck of a task ahead of him. And I kept looking at my flip phone at the time, waiting for that Green Bay area code to come in. And I got the message that evening that they had gone in a different direction. And I remember just throwing the phone into the pillow and thinking, holy cow. And it was the best thing that happened.
You know, some Tolos are coming up with some really, really good points. This is from Gary at 105.3SS. Follow me, I'll follow you back on Twitter. Cowboys season is over before it begins because of Jerry's last radio appearance with the fan. He's already put doubt in the coach, which means he's done. History also tells us the Cowboys will not win the NFC East 17 straight years, that we haven't had a back-to-back division champ. And that is going to be a good point that we got to talk about. Jerry allowing RJ this Sean Payton story to undercut Mike, and what happened with Jason when everyone, this is worse than Jason being a quote unquote lame duck coach, because now we have who we think the replacement out there. So Jerry putting his guy in a lame duck situation going into next year.
Is he? I mean, yeah. In a sense, he is.
Now,
I mean,
he didn't shut it down. He could have. The Dallas Cowboys. I'm not yelling at you. I'm yelling at them and everyone who kept telling me I was wrong last week. You don't. When you go over to the Star, or when you go to any of these facilities, they have no choice but to have the first fake shows on. When you go to an airport, there's only a limited amount of sports programming. So if it's Fake Sports 1 with Skip or Screamin' A, all the talking heads, they're going to talk about Sean Payton to the Cowboys relentlessly. It's never going to end. And Jerry Jones, and I put the blame on him, had a chance twice to shut it all down. He could have shut it down. I prefer him to lie and shut it down versus create this speculation. Because you're telling me all these guys in that locker room are going to look at McCarthy the exact same and not say, what are you yelling at me for, fool? You ain't going to be here. I'm going to be here longer than you. I'm going to be here longer than you're going to be. And Jerry Jones created that by not shutting down rumors and telling KMC, let me say this clearly, Mike McCarthy is my head coach this year and moving forward. And he could have stopped a lot of this.
Let me tell you something. If Jerry Jones...
And I wouldn't have cared if it was a lie.
Yeah.
You have to lie sometimes, especially in sports. You got to lie. You could always say, yeah, that was my intention. And then I didn't know Sean Payton was going to become available. And we missed the playoffs or we lost early again. So I want to make a change. And no one would kill him for it. No one would call Jerry a liar.
If Jerry... I don't want to say sacrifices a season, but kind of like... You know, looks past one or overlooks a season coming up. At the off chance that he can make a move at head coach that at best is a little bit of an upgrade. I mean, I think that's really bad thinking on his part. Like, you're gonna you have limited time with Dak Prescott and with this core where you got the money, and you're gonna make a coach a lame duck where the team doesn't listen to him.
Do you think that Mike McCarthy going into next year, if you had to answer today, I mean, isn't he a lame duck coach? Everyone in the world believes that Sean Payton will be coaching this football team in 2023.
Unless Jerry tells him behind the scenes.
Unless, yes.
You know, like, look, this is there's nothing to worry about here. Sean, I'm not paying. No offense, Mike. I don't pay your position very well. I don't value your position, so I'm not going to pay what Sean wants.
Yes.
And we're going to give him a first-round pick. I'm not doing that. So if he says that behind the scenes, then I could see that.
Yeah.
But, you know, if he keeps it going and he kind of is vague and avoids him, and every time Mike tries to call Jerry, Jerry doesn't answer, or he texts back like 2 days later all the time with a vague one-word answer, or this is the worst one. If Mike says, hey, Jerry, I'll be at the office, and Jerry responds, K. Just letter K.
K.
If he gets a K text, the letter K text, that's it. If I was Mike, I'd be build up my resume.
We will ask Brian Baldinger as an Odyssey NFL insider about all of this at 7:20. Insider calls brought to you by Driveway.com. Looking for a car? Go to Driveway.com where you can get pre-qualified, buy a car, and get it delivered. You can also hear Baldy with Lock and Four on Baldy's Breakdowns. Just search Baldy on the Odyssey app wherever you find podcasts. Mike Florio is going to join us at 8 o'clock. Florio came out with a report yesterday that a few years ago, Jerry and Sean Payton and the Saints all agreed that Payton would take over for Jason Garrett. Cowboys beat Seattle in their first-round game. Then they lose in L.A. to the Rams. Jerry said, all right, let's do it. Worked out a deal with the Saints, but the Pelicans were going through ownership issues, GM issues. So the Saints owner also owns the Pelicans. Therefore, she made the Saints GM the Pelicans' interim GM. Well, the deal was all agreed to, according to Florio, and then Anthony Davis said, I want out of New Orleans. I don't want to play for the Pelicans anymore. And Mickey Loomis called off the deal, saying, I'm not going to be the GM to lose Sean Payton and Anthony Davis in the same time period. Deal over, according to Florio, who will join us at 8.
That makes sense in a way. It's a conflict of interest having two teams like that. Big time conflict of interest.
Isn't
right there.
Is it a conflict of interest in different sports? It kind of turned into one.
Kind of turned into one, right?
But
you could say the NFL could say, hey, your decision was based solely on something that happened in another league.
Right.
Had nothing to do with this.
Or Paul Allen, right?
Yeah.
Paul Allen, like if you're going to be cheap with one team because your other team is losing money, he had two franchises with the Blazers and the Seahawks.
Absolutely. You know, now this happens in Jerry's got 70 companies that he owns or whatever it is. You know, if one of them starts, losing money, does that affect the Cowboys at all? I mean, the chances are probably no, but all these guys have other companies and other interests that they have involved with, but. That's an interesting little tidbit there from Florio.
Aaron Wilson, Pro Football Network, reports that Kellen Moore is not going to get a head coaching job. He will be back with the Cowboys as their offensive coordinator next year. And you and I are fans of it.
Continuity, yeah, I'm fine with it.
Continuity points and yardage-wise, you have the number one offense in the league. Hopefully, Kellen continues to evolve and improve. But what was the ratio of Tolo's happy with the possibility or probability of Kellen Moore returning?
None. People want a scapegoat. They've always wanted to. This, I tell you, this fan base has placed more blame on coaches and not on players than any I've ever seen. They just always want to scapegoat somebody. There always has to be a scapegoat. I guess they have scapegoated players. Jalen Smith. But for the most part, or Byron Jones, they scapegoated him too. For the most part, it's been coaches, and Kellen Moore is now the latest guy that they want to scapegoat. Kellen Moore was the reason this offense stunk at the end. Dak Prescott was the reason this offense stunk at the end. And Kellen Moore wasn't the reason this offense was great in the beginning. Dak Prescott was. It's pretty simple.
My opinion. Stars blow away the Devils 5-1 last night, and the Mavs were on the big stage again. Late game, TNT at the Warriors.
Kuminga steps around Green, goes up and hammered it down with the right hand, and yes, he was fouled. He reached back and just punched that one through.
Yeah. That was nasty.
That's the worst part about the Warriors dynasty right there.
The voice.
Yeah.
The voice.
Tim Roy, all right.
Is there any NFL guy as or more annoying, like the Chiefs' voice for their dynasty?
That's a touchdown for the Eagles.
What about Zolak?
Oh, no, Zolak's great.
I will say, going through Patriots clips this past season, he has been silenced. I think the rap comment that he made regarding that kind of muted him for a while. His calls weren't as great as some others, or as that guy right there on Warner's Radio.
I need to get on Zolak's Christmas card list. See what kind of meathead.
Y'all are spirit animals. Yeah,
I know, right?
The Warriors blow away the Mavericks 130-92. Tim Hardaway Jr. gets hurt, and Porzingis gets kicked out of the game for kicking a ball into the stands as he is high-fiving fans leaving the arena. 877-881-1053, Autoflex Leasing Fan Text to hit us up. Some NBA rumors. There was a report yesterday that James Harden is not happy in Brooklyn, and that Philadelphia is waiting to swoop in with Daryl Morey, who brought James to the armpit.
So
I saw taxes as a reason.
Yeah, let me just get this straight. James Harden doesn't like living in Brooklyn, so he thinks Philadelphia is an upgrade.
I don't know if James wants to go to Philly, but Daryl Morey wants to try to use Ben Simmons again to get James there.
You know, I'm surprised. You know, I don't like Brooklyn, but I think most people that are like they like Brooklyn. It's like that hipster town, and it's the cool place to. I mean, everyone's moving there. It's the cool place to go.
Is it New York's Austin?
You know, it might be. It might be, but everybody's fleeing that state anyway because it's so expensive. But if you're a multi-millionaire like an athlete, the prices of New York and L.A., it doesn't matter. You don't worry about that. You live because you have so much money. You're just looking for, you know, you could do something cool, and it's cool to live there. But no, I mean, I can't imagine he goes to Philadelphia.
Well, I mean, he was asked about it yesterday and about all the reports going around, and he responded with, quote, "I don't know what you were talking about. I don't know about no reports," unquote. Yes, you do.
Mm,
all athletes know.
Of course.
You guys are always listening.
Yeah. And Harden apparently isn't happy with the back and forth with Kyrie, and that he would explore free agency. So that's the report that's out there. There's a Russell Westbrook for John Wall report. And that Westbrook would be traded to the Lakers, and the Rockets would immediately buy Westbrook out. Lakers beat the Nets last night. How is John Wall going to change the Lakers at all? Haven't we already been through this with like Wall-Westbrook comparisons? The Lakers, unless Anthony Davis comes back and shuts everybody up, their season is done, and they're going to get blown away in the first round by Phoenix or Utah. Yeah. Anthony Davis did come back last night.
Isn't he just a younger version of Russ? Not even.
Well, I mean, he's not going to be as good. I mean, he's not going to be remembered as good.
No, he's not.
But Wall's always hurt. I mean,
he's always hurt. He is.
Russ at least is out there playing.
Well, Russ plays very, very recklessly. And I don't mean reckless in a bad way. I mean reckless in a good way.
Yeah, 2-year age difference. And then the Hall of Fame announced their baseball class of 2022. David Ortiz. And that's it.
Yeah.
This is our city.
Man, Ortiz, he's not going to care one bit, but yesterday being the only guy created a lot of negative response for him. It was kind of unfortunate for him that he was the only one to go in.
Yeah.
Because people are saying, oh, nice double standard baseball. What a joke.
Yeah, I mean, Ortiz was on that sample of 2003, the anonymous survey of PED users, and he, you know, reportedly tested positive in that list. And Bonds and Clemens never tested positive, but they had rumors and reports that they had taken it. And, you know, there's proof in the books, minus the test, there's proof in the books of records. But It is baseball. It is very classic. The number one hit king and the number one Cy Young winner and the number one home run guy are not in the Hall of Fame. And that is so on brand for Major League Baseball. And David Ortiz will go in by himself. Well, I shouldn't say that. I mean, Jim Cott is going in. I think Gil Hodges is going in. But, you know, it's going to be all about David Ortiz. And, you know, that's great. I mean, he was a larger-than-life figure. But this is always going to be about Bonds and Clemens and not David Ortiz. That's a shame for Ortiz. That sucks. But he'll forget about it. You know, 20 years, no one's going to remember that he was the only one in because nobody remembers who went in with these other guys, with most of these guys.
Let's preview the Final Four this weekend. You know him well from Baldy's Breakdowns and the NFL Network. We'll ask Brian Baldinger if Sean Payton would be a definite upgrade over Mike McCarthy. Baldy joins us on Sean and RJ next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We got a guest list today. Mike Florio on the Anthony Davis, Sean Payton story that broke up the Cowboys' plan to replace Jason Garrett. He'll join us at 8. Dan Quinn with second interviews everywhere. The latest is with the Chicago Bears. Playmaker Michael Irvin at 8:40. But on the line right now, Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger. Insider calls brought to you by Driveway.com. Looking for a car? Go to Driveway.com where you can get pre-qualified, buy a car, and get it delivered. You can also hear Baldy with Jason Lacanfora on Baldy's Breakdowns. Just search Baldy on the Odyssey app or wherever you find podcasts. Good morning, Baldy. How you doing?
Hey, guys. I'm doing well, man. Good to be with you.
What do you think of all the noise surrounding Sean Payton possibly to the Dallas Cowboys?
Well, I don't know what to make of it, to be honest with you. I mean, you know, I think we're all just sort of getting over the news of him leaving New Orleans, but I don't know that he's leaving New Orleans just to go to Dallas. I don't think he's going to coach this year, period. You know, he's 58 years old. He's made more money than he can count. You know, I think sometimes you just have to enjoy yourself a little bit. I think he may just take the year to do that. You know, maybe he'll do some television or something, but something a little lighter lifting than what he's used to.
Where do you put Payton in the hierarchy of coaches? A lot of people here are saying, wait a second, him and Mike McCarthy basically have the same resume. On paper, they line up almost equal to each other. Maybe they both should have won more titles with the quarterbacks that they had. Where do you put Payton in the coaching tiers?
Well, I put him up there. I mean, he's a top five coach in this league. You know, he's a perennial winner. He's won with a Hall of Fame quarterback. He's won without him. You know, I just think that he's just a special guy that knows how to lead an organization. He's got a ton of energy. He's got a lot of bright ideas. I'm not looking to compare him to anybody. I think he stands on his own. And so just being around him and how he thinks and how driven he is, You know, there's just not many guys that could do the things that he has accomplished.
What do you think the difference between him and Mike is, McCarthy, as a coach, like on the level?
Well, I mean, Mike didn't call plays this year or last year. I mean, Sean would never give up the play. He would never give up play calling duties. That's his baby. Like that, you know, New Jersey diner menu in his hand, it's never leaving his hand. He's not giving that to somebody else. So, I mean, that's part of it. I mean, I just think his tentacles reach further, you know, whether it's the draft or whether it's the play calling or play design. I think just control. I think he would never give up a lot of what he did in New Orleans.
You think he'd be an upgrade here?
I think Sean Payton would be an upgrade anywhere he went. I mean, not just Dallas, but anywhere. I mean, pick a coach outside of Bill Belichick. Where would he be an upgrade?
Well, that's why we're asking.
Yeah.
You. Brian Baldinger here on 105 Through the Fan. I heard you got a little bit fired up talking about Jimmy Garoppolo in San Francisco. Is that true?
Well, I mean, people just want to trash Jimmy. You know, like he's just, you know, they could be at the NFC Championship game without him. You know, I understand, like, they're just looking at stats. And, I mean, the guy's tougher than, you know, Texas shoe leather. The guy knows how to lead. He's got the respect of everybody in his organization. He's playing injured. It's not always the prettiest, but here he is, you know, for the second time in 3 years. So he's won 4 playoff games. I mean, just show me the resume of all these quarterbacks that are better than him and show me their resume over the last 3 years and what they've done and how many playoff games they have. So I don't think he needs to be defended. I feel like sometimes, you know, like I'll go do it because nobody else seems to want to do it or really look at the matter. And so if somebody thinks that Trey Lance could be in the NFC Championship game if they just played him, all right. We don't know that because we can't go back and replay the season. But I highly doubt they would be just based on the limited, you know, play that he had this year.
You re-signing Jimmy if you're John Lynch or giving him big money if you're another team?
Well, you know, the San Francisco's made their move. You know, they made the move to go draft Trey Lance. And when you do that and you give up all the draft capital you did to go from number 12 to number 3 to draft him, the clock starts ticking on the rebuild, not necessarily rebuild, but on your playoff run with them the day that you drafted him. And so he started a couple games this year, played a little bit. To sit him longer than that doesn't really make sense to make the trade that they made. But if you're somebody else, if you're Washington, I don't know, you know, pick a team out there that looks quarterback hungry. You could go. I think it'd be a good signing. I mean, you just have to say, okay, he's probably not going to play 16 or 17 games for you. That's probably not going to happen with his injury history, and that's one knock on him.
Brian Baldinger, NFL Network, Baldy's Breakdowns on the Diamond Factory Hotline every Wednesday here on 105.3 The Fan. How worried should the Rams be with this matchup?
Well, they should be worried. I mean, but they, you know, if you're the type of, you know, team that gets worried, I don't think they actually are. But, you know, Von Miller hasn't lost 6 straight to, you know, the San Francisco 49ers. So, you know, and Odell Beckham Jr. hasn't lost 6 straight. I mean, to them, they lost a nail biter in week 17, and they got whipped pretty good on a Monday night. But, you know, it's a contrasting styles. The coaches know each other. They both could call each other's plays. You know, it's just a matter of execution right now. The Rams couldn't put them away, but they look like they have problems putting anybody away. They let teams, you know, back into games like we saw on Sunday. And so, Niners, whether Trent Williams plays or not, they know they can run the ball against the Rams. And if they can run it 35 times or more, like they did against Dallas, like they did against the Rams last time they played, they're a hard team to beat.
Does Stafford have to win this week, or is that playoff monkey already kind of gone?
Well, no, he's got to win. I mean, he's there to get him to a Super Bowl and win a Super Bowl. And he knows what it's all about. I don't think he feels any pressure doing it. But, yeah, I mean, he was traded for in the offseason last year, which got the offseason started around this time last year. He was brought in there to win a Super Bowl. So, this for them to go and lose to San Francisco at home for the third time in a season, that would be a crushing disappointment to Matt Stafford and the entire Rams organization.
Baldy, what's your take on the overtime? I know when you played, it was a different overtime rule altogether. It was just a sudden death. But what should they do, if anything, to the playoff overtime?
Well, it's been tweaked a bunch. The overtime rule in the playoffs is different than the overtime rule in the regular season. The regular season is a 10-minute overtime, and if at the end of 10 minutes the score is still tied, as we saw this year, Pittsburgh and Detroit, whatever game you pick, that's the finality. But it's not like that in the playoffs. So if it's already different in the playoffs, I don't think anybody feels like Josh Allen shouldn't get a chance with the ball in his hands, regardless of the Kansas City scored a touchdown. I don't think anybody feels that way. I mean, the reason why it's if you score a touchdown, the game is over, it's out of player safety. But they've already told you in the playoffs, player safety isn't the most important or critical factor.
Right.
Winning is. So if winning is the most critical factor, which it should be, and I'm not knocking player safety or anything like that, but everybody knows it's sudden death. And if you lose, you go home. You don't have to worry about putting a bucket on your helmet, on your head for the next 6 months. So if that's what it's all about, then Josh Allen should be able to go out there and give his team a chance to go and match that score.
How can Cincinnati pull this off in KC?
Well, they just did it. They just did it at the end of the season. Week 17, they just went to, Kansas City went there, they put up 34 points, they threw for 450 yards. They couldn't stop Jamar Chase in the game. I mean, they already have the formula. I mean, if you want to get into a track meet the way it was in the quarter and overtime, last weekend, they have all of that ability to do it. And the quarterback has already shown the world that you can hit him as many times as you want. Like, he's just going to keep getting up off the ground. He's going to keep throwing passes. Like, you're not going to stop him from what he does. So, and defensively, if you make a mistake, they'll pounce on it. Whether it's in protection, whether it's route combination, or whether your quarterback is tearing down a receiver, they have all of the ability at every position on defense to go make. So, deflected passes, they're gonna get their share of them. They had two interceptions off deflected passes last weekend. Cincinnati feels very confident about this game.
Baldy, was there a coaching miscue you had the biggest problem with this past weekend?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's impossible for Sean McDermott not to have sleepless nights over kicking the ball with, 13 seconds to go in the game, out of the end zone. But that ball should have been squibbed, and it should have been put in the field of play. The clock starts when, somebody touches the ball in the field of play. That ball should have been squibbed. It shouldn't have been, pooch kicked or anything else. It should have been squibbed on the ground where you got to field the ball and time should have been taken off the clock. I thought that was a critical mistake on Sean McDermott's side.
Have you ever played for someone that you felt or knew was a lame duck coach? And does that really have an effect on the team in what you think is that guy's final year?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I played for Rich Kotite in Philadelphia. He wasn't a great coach. We played hard for him. We lost to the Dallas Cowboys, but nobody was going to beat the Cowboys in 1992. But we had probably more talent than just about anybody else in the league. And, they kept him around for one more year, but everybody kind of knew that the way that we practiced and, our game plans were inferior to a lot of other teams. But, we still won our share of games because of the talent we had. But I don't believe players lay down because they got a lame duck coach. I think players play, and sometimes you have more arsenal because your coach thinks through more situations and are prepared for more situations. But players don't really know that until the situation arises.
Where do you think the best fit for Aaron Rodgers is if he decides to leave?
Well, I think that I would have said prior to yesterday that New Orleans could be a great fit. Mm. They got a championship level defense. They've got a world class running back. They've got a great offensive line. They're going to get Michael Thomas back. They'll draft some people. But I always thought Pittsburgh would be a great place for him. You know, it's not a star place, you know, driven. I mean, it's not a star city, let's say, but it's a winning city. They know what football is all about. They've already been chanting, "We want your quarterback," the Green Bay Packers in week four this year. We're going to steal your quarterback, is what they said, you know, when I was up there. But I thought that would have been a good place. I think there's a half a dozen places out there where he could go there and take them to the promised land.
Baldy, last one. You know, we got all these rumors with Dan Quinn and Kellen Moore and everyone getting second interviews. Is there a marriage out there that just seems like a perfect fit to you, whether it's Quinn, whether it's Kellen, whoever the Giants hire, Flores interviewing as well? Is there a fit that you just think should happen because it would be a match made in heaven?
I don't know, match made in heaven. I mean, that makes it sound like, you know, he's going to bring a Super Bowl wherever he goes. You know, I mean, usually you want something opposite of what you just had. So, I don't know, if Las Vegas decides to hire a coach, would Dan Quinn be a good coach? I think he coached the Las Vegas Raiders really well, a good leader organization if they decide to do that. The Chicago Bears seems like, you know, they're defensively driven. They got a lot of talent on that side of the ball. I'm sure they could mold them a little bit better maybe than Matt Nagy did. I think the two places that look like they make a lot of sense to me.
Baldy, thanks for the time. Enjoy the games this weekend. Appreciate it.
Yeah, my pleasure, guys. Take care.
That was Odyssey NFL Insider Brian Baldinger. Insider calls brought to you by Driveway.com. Head to Driveway.com today to shop more than 25,000 new and used cars in Driveway's nationwide inventory.
Now, when you said, is there a marriage that you think is the best fit? I was so hoping he was going to say Courtney and Travis.
Why Courtney and Travis?
He loves Courtney Kardashian. Yeah. I can't stand her.
I thought you'd be more MGK and Megan Fox.
No, I am. I think Courtney is way better, way more into Courtney.
Mm.
Yeah, she's got that kind of...
You would drink her bathwater like Machine Gun Kelly. They were drinking each other's blood.
Yeah, I'd probably go full on bathwater there. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure you've drank someone's blood before.
No, I've not drank blood. I draw the line, Troy.
Okay.
Have you drawn blood?
From somebody else? No.
Or just drawn. You know, had it.
I drew blood yesterday myself with a screwdriver.
Aaron Rodgers. Speaking of him, a coach says, this guy, he don't have what it takes to win another one. He doesn't care enough. And Urban Meyer crawls out of the hole to speak. Next on The Fan.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Urban Meyer came out to talk with Dan Dockich. Man, this guy Dan Dockich, he is annoying.
Can you guys?
Good Lord.
I'm a bad sports radio guy. Who the hell is he?
Wasn't he a college basketball analyst?
He was a college basketball player. He was a college basketball coach. He's a college basketball analyst on ESPN, and he's got a. I think he's got like the most popular midday or afternoon show in Indianapolis.
Yeah, and he's like very loud, right? He's gotten in trouble for some things too.
I mean, you want to talk about not being afraid of giving a take? Dan Dockich is not afraid of giving a take.
So for some reason, Urban Meyer, not involved with college basketball, went on Dan Dockich's show. And he was asked about the final straw, the kicking allegation and incident that Josh Lambeau said happened with Urban Meyer. Did you really kick your kicker before the Cowboys?
You know, when you come out and say that there was a player kicked, that's not true. That's not true at all. You know, that there is arguments with the there is, of course, there is accountability and hard conversations and all that. But I was like, what are you talking about? So, but I do take ownership in the fact that, you know, how you go about pushing is it's 2022 or we're 2021. But I just gotta, first of all,
own it, own what you did, but not what you didn't do. You didn't kick the kicker.
I certainly did not. I know. Say I didn't like tap him with my foot and say, let's make, you know, to kick someone. Come on. I've done this 37 years. What do you kick a player? And, you know, the other players came up to me and said, you know, we saw the whole thing. Because I mostly forgot about it.
I know. I told you, I know.
I have binoculars from the suite at Jerry World. Yeah. I know you didn't kick him, but it sounds like.
But Sean, Go ahead.
It sounds like what you said the day after that story came out, that it was kind of like a, you know, like you walk up like a love tap.
Yeah, like, you know, you're walking. This, you know, if you ever like walked up and just, you know, you're sitting there, you're talking.
Oh, look at the fan.
Yeah, you got like your hands in the pocket and you walk up and you're sheepishly, you know, just kicking the tire of your car. Yeah, bad day.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like one of those things. It wasn't he didn't go up there, you know, full on, Pele, Messi.
Yeah.
He didn't go up there and just, you know, decided to get up there and do a PK.
Urban, on all the losing that took place during his short time in Jacksonville.
Yeah, it was the worst experience I've had in my professional lifetime. I would seriously have self-talk. You know, I went through that whole depression thing too, where, I mean, I'd stare at the ceiling. And are we doing everything possible? Because I really believe we had a roster good enough to win games. And I just don't think we did a great job. It eats away at your soul.
Yeah.
And at your lap when a woman that's not your wife is sitting on it. Just eats away at it.
Man, what a disaster. And then he was asked about overtime rules. We asked Brian Baldinger. Baldy did come with a strong opinion on that. Saying that the offense needs to touch the ball. Josh Allen got robbed against Kansas City. Urban, and of course he has experience with the college overtime. Here's the comparison.
I know people want to make changes. I know the coaches want to make changes. I know ownership want to make changes. I'm going to be, like all of us, anxious to see. I don't think you'll see it the same next year. You know, when you see a game like that, arguably the best football game most of us have ever watched, and to see Josh Allen not get to touch the ball one more time, you know, I think they got to change it. I can't imagine with the pushback right now across the country. I've been seeing some of it. I've been hearing from a lot of people that, you know, how do they let that happen? That, you know, it's a downer. When they basically came out, who's going to win the toss?
I've never heard the guest be on a better connection than the host. I've never heard that before.
What the hell is happening? Good Lord.
Well, you don't remember our show during the pandemic, apparently.
Shut up. All right. So he was also asked the differences between pro and college, and he said it's a lot.
We had a talent advantage in college, and we did in the pros.
It's a lot different. Just the amount of time you get with your quarterback, the amount of time you get with your team, the roster management, how you practice, the amount of reps you get before you go play a game, to me, was shockingly low. For example, we would practice. You maybe get one or two reps at something. Next thing you know, you're calling it in the game. In college, you never do that. See, I would have thought it was opposite. You got more practice time in the pros than in college. He said in college, you're going to get at least a dozen opportunities to practice that before you ask a player to do it in the game. So he's talking about more reps, more practice reps in college than in the pros. In pro football, there's no recruiting. So it's all scheme and it's all roster management. You're getting guys rolling in on your organization on a Tuesday. They're going to play for you on a Sunday. So there's some obvious differences to the two games. Wow.
I because you're only allowed 20 hours of practice time in college a week. and I think that includes film study and weights. I think that includes everything. It's just surprising.
Twitter responded with Urban replies. You have to pay for lap dances in the pros.
You do. You definitely have to pay for lap dances in the pros.
So there you go. Urban Meyer coming out to talk with Dan Kofich there in Indianapolis.
Yeah.
877-881-1053. Autoflex Leasing Fantex. They hit us up here on the show. The playmaker, Michael Irvin. 1 hour away at 840. But the man whose Cowboy report took over yesterday, how Sean Payton was supposed to replace Jason Garrett, but the L.A. Lakers and Anthony Davis screwed it all up. Mike Florio, Around the NFL, next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.